Talofa, malolele, and bulavanaka. My name is Ruby, and I'm a contracts consultant for Fanaika Whangau Consulting, LLC, that serves clients nationwide across the United States. And you are listening to Pacific Business Podcast. My introduction to Dole pineapple came through a familiar can of very sweetened pineapple slices. Not the same as a fresh pineapple off the farm, but a treat nonetheless. Especially if you live on the mainland and you have a hankering for pineapple otai, or pineapple parfait, or an upside-down pineapple cake. Recently, I visited the Dole pineapple plantation on Oahu. It was about 35 to 45 minutes away from Waikiki, depending on traffic. What made me want to visit this place? It's a thriving business in the South Pacific, making profit using farmland and real estate. Relevance? My grandpa Vili was a farmer selling copra from his own land. Although a far cry from Dole Plantation, it was enough to pique my interest. For a history lesson on Dole Food Company, I'll have to refer you to the company's website, doleplantation.com, and also a popular search engine called Google. On the plantation, I could immediately smell their confections floating from their general store. Yes, there is a store on their plantation, several on site. My first impression is their plantation seems more like a tourist attraction. The place is pretty and delicious smelling, but also apparently designed for visitors. What with the first store selling knickknacks and pineapple treats. I made my way over to the ticket booth and purchased a ride on their very cute and quaint train. Yes, I took a train ride on a pineapple farm, plantation. The line was organized and swift, so my wait was not too long. Then we boarded, and I noticed the seats were made for medium to small people. I wonder how a large native Hawaiian, or in my family's case, large native Samoans and Tongans, fit into the train rides. Perhaps one big person per seat? I'm joking, but genuinely wondering. The music was loud but inviting, and the narrator described the different plants we were looking at, and issues with harvesting various crops. Newsflash, the plantation grows other crops in addition to pineapples. By the time the train ride finished, I wanted to stay for a second spin, because it was pleasant and felt good to have the ocean breeze pass by every now and then as I inhaled fresh air and aroma from the plants and fruits. But it was time for my soft serve. I heard such good things about the Dole pineapple soft serve that I had to try it myself. So you mean to tell me I can take a train ride on a hot day and then get a not too sweet and not too sour frozen dessert afterward? Yes, please. Looking around, I could see the place was family friendly in that there's plenty of space to roam, plenty to see, and plenty to taste. There's a maze, pathway, and multiple stores for shopping needs. In a way, it's a well-organized fairground with treats and crops to see. A pleasant way to spend an afternoon. Now it's time to take a break. After the break, we will talk about the business dynamics of Dole Pineapple.
Loves, this is Lena King. I'm sliding in to say hi and to send my best to listeners. You may have heard about me in previous Pacific Business Podcast episodes. I'm a singer, content creator, and most of all, a proud mother, sister, and daughter. Follow my musical journey by subscribing to my YouTube channel and favoriting my podcast. Keep in touch with my Facebook, Meta, and Instagram pages. Best of all, subscribe to my free monthly newsletter where I tie everything together about what I'm learning and what I'm working on as I make my music dreams come true. Dreamcatch with me and subscribe through my Lena King blog.
Hi there, this is Nita.
And this is Ruby.
We're two San Francisco Polynesian sisters who are launching a new show called Polly's in the Bay Area.
No, it's not a show on polyamory.
But it is an original show about growing up in San Francisco in a Polynesian family with strict rules, finding our way and having fun doing so.
Sometimes fun, other times we had stories of a change in fortune, reconciling our strict religious upbringing with trying to fit in as first gens, and also some tough talks about speaking up against abuse.
Yes, we're airing out topics we don't hear enough about in our community.
Join us for our podcast, Polly's in the Bay Area, launching in November 2022. Visit our Facebook meta page to comment on the episodes.
That's Polly's in the Bay Area, available on Anchor, Spotify, and other fine podcasts. Hey, Malo Lele and Talofa from San Francisco. What are you doing fixing your own washing machine? Oh, I understand. You want to save money. You're probably thinking it's expensive to hire a professional to repair your home appliances. Or you're thinking it's a headache to look for someone who knows what they're doing. Don't be silly. Continental Appliance, serving the Bay Area, is affordable and easy to get a hold of. How do I know? I know Sal. Sal is your local technician for Continental Appliance. We are here to meet your appliance needs. Give us a call for a diagnostic visit and we'll take it from there. Call us 415-702-6486. 415-702-6486. Or find us on Facebook Meta at Continental Appliance Company.
Hey there, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm watching an interesting YouTube channel called Pacific Stories in America.
What's it about?
Many things. Migration stories, first-gen experiences, business topics, and more.
More like what?
Well, you'll have to watch for yourself. Go to YouTube and type in Pacific Stories in America.
Quick word about Pacific Business Podcast. I'm looking for more Pacifica business owners to interview. The benefit is free promotion of your business. If you or someone you know is interested, then please email me, fanikafangalconsulting@gmail.com.
Before the break, we talked about my trip to Oahu and specifically visiting the Dole Pineapple Plantation. It got me thinking about my grandpa's taro farm in the Kingdom of Tonga. I think there's some interesting comparisons and contrasts we can make between the big business versus the small business. First, let's acknowledge the colonial history of Hawaii and how privilege played a role in that the Pineapple King, James Dole, graduated from Harvard and later saved a big sum of money before buying land in Oahu. He was able to buy land as a non-native because Hawaii lost its independence after the overthrow of Queen Liliuokalani. James Dole's cousin was Sanford B. Dole, a lawyer and jurist who advocated for the westernization of Hawaii and who became the first U.S. governor after Hawaii was annexed to the United States. Whereas my grandpa inherited his land from his father, who inherited his land from his father, and so on. Land is our generational wealth. Although my people don't typically see land, real estate, this way because I feel we overvalue commerce, monetary gains, and how others perceive us. He inherited his land as a native of the land, but he lacked education, savings, and connections. I revisit my grandpa's life because it feels relevant to my nephews who have land ties to back home. Should they ever develop their land, they can extract tips from other businesses. My nephews are getting their education and building their savings, but what else can be added to the mix as they build their wealth? Going back to the bisnisi of Dole Pineapple, they did not invent the wheel, meaning the steps taken were not novel, but big, industrialization. What is that? Industrialization is the development of an industry in the region on a wide scale. This might be a good call to action for Pacific relatives who live outside the Pacific to collaborate with Pacific families who still live on the land. Bringing foreign money to invest in the family's land, bringing connections to contracts consultants, shipment companies, engineers, and architects, bringing ideas on how to make their farm or crops or real estate special for visitors. Why focus on visitors or outsiders? It's good to sell crops to the government and neighbors, but the big money is where you can reach the cold market, whether selling outside the island territory or selling outside the village. In the case of a pineapple plantation, it could have remained stagnant as a plantation to grow crops for shipments. But I think turning the plantation into a place tourists can visit welcomed more customers for not only buying pineapples, but also buying other crops, buying ice cream, and buying knickknacks. The plantation doubles as a canning industry and a tourist industry, attracting visitors from the mainland, Japan, and all over the world. In fact, if you visit the Dole Plantation website, you will see a Japan button, which likely means there is a special relationship between the plantation owned on Oahu and Japan. Perhaps a travel agency or tourist package. But that contractual relationship leads to more profits because of the promotion and likely seasonal visits from travel groups. It takes more to industrialize, to expand an industry on a wider scale, but I hope this talk provides food for thought. Good news, this is a hybrid episode. The first half of this talk was converted into a YouTube upload if you care to see photos and videos from my Honolulu trip. Thanks for listening and supporting Pacific Business Podcast.